They will be A&Es at Ealing and Charing Cross. We've been told that's what they have to be.
No.
It's not what... Can I finish?
Can you let him finish?
Not really.
Go there.
It's certainly not what we consulted on in our consultation. We recommended there would be... When we consulted, we recommended...
Let him answer, please.
When we consulted, we asked for them to be 4 urgent care centres in those hospitals. Following consultation and the Secretary of State statement, he said they will be A&Es, and so we're redesigning our buildings, so they will be A&Es.
No blue lights.
But in the context of...
Tell us what the difference is between the local A&Es.
Yes.
So they're happy to do it. So the difference is because it's in the context of a local hospital, and a local hospital won't have an intensive care unit, it won't take blue lights.
Exactly. Mark, no good.
It will do the range of other
things. Mark, the actual article says it will be staffed by senior medics,
yep.
When you've told us it's likely to be GP and nurse-led.
It will be GP
and nurse. It also says that ambulances will be taken there, when you've told us that blue light ambulances won't be going
yes.
there.
It will take ambulances. It will take ambulances. At the moment, Charing Cross has 2.5 blue light ambulances a day, or 2.6 on average blue light ambulances a day. They will no longer go there. Some of those blue light ambulances at the moment are for stroke, and the stroke services will move to St Mary's to be alongside the head
surgeon,
the neurosurgeons at St Mary's, and so some of those will be transferring anyway. So it's a very small number of people you're talking about changing because of the
our blue light stroke ambulances. Unit's good at Charing Cross.
We're talking about stab wound. They won't turn up at Hammersmith. Where will the stab wound person be?
It will be taken to a major hospital where there's emergency surgery in place to manage it.
And by the time they get there, they do.
So either Chelsea and Westminster, West Middlesex, sure. St Mary's, which are the major hospital, which will have full range of services. Now, just to finish...
I'll let Mark finish and then I'll jump.
Two more points. So lots has been said here around cuts. Now, certainly it's absolutely true that each year we are making 4% savings within the NHS. It is absolutely true that all of that money is reinvested back in the NHS.
Private sector.
Each year, we are spending more year on the NHS than the year before. There aren't cuts. What we're doing is redistributing it. We need to look at areas. We are looking at areas where it's inefficient, where we could make it work better, and we're redirecting that money back into the NHS. So yes, we're making 4% savings, but we are reinvesting that every year back in the NHS. It is absolutely true.
One last point, and then I'll move to yours. Yeah.
The last.